From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. The military records of two candidates for Missouri's top two elected offices are coming under heightened scrutiny on the campaign trail. Eric Greitens' medal-worthy work fighting terrorism as a Navy SEAL has been a centerpiece of his Missouri gubernatorial bid. Greitens is one of four Republicans seeking the party's nomination in a bid to succeed outgoing Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. He's fired back at an anonymous YouTube video accusing him of embellishing his battlefield service and exploiting it for political gain. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt's Vietnam War draft status was a little-known footnote in a 45-year political career. Blunt, who launched his re-election campaign Friday, has opted for a more low-key response to reports that he received three draft deferments while a college student. He says he's always been open about that status. The head of Missouri's public defender system is warning that the strain on his department could be grounds for a federal lawsuit. The Office of the State Public Defender is asking for a funding boost of more than $25 million for the fiscal year that starts in July. But Governor Nixon's budget proposal calls for a $1.5 million increase to the department. Most of it slated for, quote, representation costs, end quote, though he isn't proposing to add more full-time employees. Office of the State Public Defender Director Michael Barrett says his department's caseload calls for almost twice as many attorneys than he can hire. He says the department's high turnover exacerbates the problem. He says that unless the legislature boosts funding, the state could face a lawsuit. A former Kansas City church worker who said she was fired after her same-sex marriage was publicized settled her lawsuit with the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese. The Kansas City Star reports the amount awarded to Colleen Simon, a former food pantry coordinator, was not released. Simon alleged in her lawsuit that her supervisors knew she was a married lesbian and had said her sexual orientation wasn't an issue. But she was fired 2 weeks after the Star wrote an article in April 2014 about her marriage. On Tuesday, Jackson County Judge Kenneth R. Garrett III dismissed Simon's allegation of alleged fraud concerning priest statements regarding her sexual orientation and her employment. But he declined to dismiss two other questions about procedure and overtime. Missouri lawmakers' efforts to regain public trust have been hampered by the latest lawmaker resignation. Republican Representative Don Gozin of Chesterfield resigned Wednesday after acknowledging he had an affair. His departure came amid a legislative push to revamp ethics laws stemming from public scrutiny last year that followed the resignations of two lawmakers accused of inappropriate behavior towards interns. University of Missouri St. Louis political scientist David Kimball says Gozin's resignation and Senate action last week to water down an ethics bill might raise doubts among voters. He says it will take sustained effort by lawmakers to make a difference. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.